got no one.
Hi, this is Jonathan Paley of the Nervous Eaters, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Sorry for the technical difficulties. You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host. We have some guests. One second. So today, we have some special guests talking about an event that they are doing tomorrow. So yeah, here we go.
Is this thing on?
Yep.
Great. Hey everyone, this is Tibor Schachter, Youth Coordinator for the Columbia Green Addiction Coalition. Thank you so much, Noah, for having us on today.
Of course, it's my pleasure. You guys have been a friend for Clubhouse for a little bit now, and
yeah.
It's just nice having you guys on. So. Tell us a little bit about this event that's going on. Oh, yeah, and we're also joined with, sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. Hey, Noah, thank you so much for having us. I'm Hannah Calhoun with Columbia Green Addiction Coalition, and we are having a great time over here at the Clubhouse.
As we always do.
Yeah, we do.
We love to be here. Thanks for having us. We love collaborating. You guys rule.
Like I said, it is my pleasure. This is going to be a good time. And, yeah. So let's go on a little bit about this event. It sounds super cool, but I'm going to let you guys do the talking.
Yeah, so this is the third time we've done this. And really what it is just promoting safe medication disposal. We are going to be at Caro Hannaford tomorrow, April 26th. From 10 to 2, we're going to be there with the Caro Police Department, and we've got a bunch of really great supplies, safety supplies, and other kind of fun stuff to give out. And our partners across the river in Columbia County, Columbia Pathways to Recovery, they're going to be at Chatham actually doing the same thing. And really, we just, you know, we're here to bring awareness to the importance of safe use, safe storage, and safe disposal.
Yeah, well said, Hannah. And the name of this event is called Drug Take Back Day, and it's done in collaboration with the DEA, with police departments, as well as community coalitions who can offer harm reduction supplies. So that's how we got involved. And we have lots of free harm reduction supplies that we can provide if you come by the Caro Hannaford tomorrow between 10 and 2. Or at the Chatham Police Department, same time frame. We have medication lock bags, medication disposal bags, as well as Narcan and other resources.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it for that event. But we've got some other really great stuff coming up, too. So we're happy to talk about that or answer any questions you have, Noah.
Yeah, for sure. So if anybody's unfamiliar with the purpose of Drug Take Back Day or what the event is for, why would it be important if you could tell somebody who's questioning or
yeah.
has a little bit of, you know, curiosity about
yeah,
it?
Absolutely. Thanks for that question. basically, it's the idea that we get prescribed medications and then sometimes we don't use all of them, or and they expire. And a lot of people will think that the best way to dispose of those medications would be to dump them down the toilet, but that actually mm-hmm. has negative effects on our environment. So this is a very convenient opportunity for people to come by, interact with the police department if they want to, interact with some prevention professionals if they want to, and then also receive some safety tools for when they have more medications in the future. Like we said, these medication lock bags, they can prevent, you know, young children or pets from getting into your supply and potentially hurting themselves.
Yeah. And we give out free medication lock boxes and bags. Well, they're all kind of like a bag. But these are really great because they're a good quality. They look kind of like a nice little tote that you could carry around. And at the end of the day, they're going to provide some protection for young people. You know, we recently got some information from the Upstate Poison Control, and they actually, in their first quarter report, have seen an uptick in accidental exposures for children 6 and under who have accidentally ingested THC, because as we know, edibles, right, look like candy. Yeah. So marijuana has become legal. We've got a lot of dispensaries, and it's really important that parents are just aware of, you know, the potential dangers for their kids accidentally taking the gummies, thinking they're candy. So we're giving out free lock boxes. You don't have to drop off medications if you don't have them. You can just swing by and get a lock box.
Awesome. Sounds like a fun time. Is there going to be any other focuses or events there?
No, not on this one, but we've got some other fun things coming up down the pipeline that are posted on our social media, CG Addiction Coalition, in addition to our website, www.c-gac.org. We're going to be doing a paint and sip with mocktails over at Made in Hudson, but at the location in Catskill, and that's going to be the following Friday. In addition to some other fun events, we've got something at Spark that we're co-sponsoring called Psychedelics in Perspective. So that's on Sunday at 1 p.m., Sunday, April 27th.
Yeah, and that's going to be a really interesting conversation about using psychedelics as a mode of exploring and having a conversation about that. And that's free at the Spark of Hudson at 1 o'clock on Sunday, the 27th. And then the paint and sip that Hannah just mentioned is absolutely an all ages event. It is on at the first Friday
Catskill
soiree from 5 to 8 at the Madex Hudson location on Main Street in Catskill. And this is, you know, everyone's invited. It's going to also be free. I believe you'll have to purchase your mocktail. But coming down and paint and maybe purchase a mocktail with your family and friends.
Awesome. Nice lineup of events you guys have going on. And just one more time for all the audience and listeners, what time is the event going to be for?
Tomorrow's event, Drug Take Back Day, is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Kara Hannaford is where we'll be. And then there's also a location at the Chatham Police Department as well.
Yep.
Awesome. You heard them, guys. Sounds like it's going to be a pretty cool event. And all the other events sound pretty cool as well. So that's awesome. Everything seems nice. How long did it take you guys to set this up?
Drug Take Back Day is a so it's a DEA-sponsored event. So they plan it. It happens every 6 months. So basically, yeah, we participated a year ago for the first time, and now this will be our third time participating. And so every time we close out a Drug Take Back Day, we start planning another one.
Yeah, we do. We had one in October. That was fun. We were at 4 different locations. But this time we wanted to just scale back a little bit. Yeah. You know, sometimes little small also is, you know, makes a big impact. So we're really just happy to take part and be, you know, be able to be out there supporting safe use and safe disposal and, you know, just all the things, keeping people safe.
Yep. Healthier communities out here, giving people access to tools that, you know, generally they would need to pay for if they wanted. And That's part of our message, and our is to get people access to the material they can afford.
For sure.
Some thought has been put. So all of my audience members, if you're listening to this, if you want to have any, or if you have any prescription drugs that you need to dispose of properly, feel free to drop on by. And also, if you want to get those free bags, those, could you tell me the name of them again?
Medication lock bags, yeah.
Those free medication lock bags, stop on by too. Who doesn't love free stuff? Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
I love free stuff.
And actually, if you can't make it tomorrow, you can always order some, contact us on the, we'll be happy to get you some free lock bags or some Narcan or do a Narcan training for your business or friends.
Yeah.
Knowing how to save a life is always a cool thing.
Yeah, it is.
Awesome. And you guys are giving away other harm reduction equipment as well?
We'll have Narcan, and we'll also have medication destruction bags.
Medication destruction bags.
Yeah. So I love the way you said that.
Yeah, right?
Like, it's so cool. I mean, it is cool,
it
really.
Is cool.
Science is cool. It's basically, you know, for anyone who's homebound and is unable to come bring their medications to a droplet, you can bring them this bag, and instead of or in the toilet, it can get destroyed in the bag. And then thrown away without it, and also while having the medications be destroyed.
That's super fascinating.
Yeah, it's really good for you know, older folks or people who are homebound.
Yeah, if transportation is an issue, these are great for anyone who's getting kind of bulk medications or just has a, you know, some leftover from surgeries and thing that no longer.
You can also order those up as well.
Yep.
Well, for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with
Hannah
and T.
And a cool part about this show is that we get to pick DJ names.
Oh. I want to pick a DJ name.
It could just be your name if you want. If you want to go fancy, like, you know, us, we've had some pretty crazy ones. A lot of people choose food. We got DJ Big Mac, DJ Popcorn, DJ Hot Pocket.
Ooh, wait, what's yours again? Cola?
DJ Noah Cola.
DJ Noah Cola. That's so good.
Well, so I'll go first while you're thinking, because I actually, I have one.
You, of course you do.
I was in a rap group in high school, and my name was 51 Thrust.
Ooh. All right.
So I'll go with DJ 51 Thrust.
Heck
okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to take it old school. I had an AIM. This is one of my original names. I'm going to go with DJ Blue Lips 88.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Iconic.
Is that a deep cut?
I mean, AOL is a deep cut. Do you even know what that is?
AOL? Yeah, vaguely.
Uh-huh, there we go.
Communication.
Uh-huh. The first kind of text message.
First text
platform,
message,
but it was only from computer to computer.
Yep. Mm. It was famous.
Yeah. And once again, for
infamous.
Infamous.
Yeah, there you go.
And for those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking about Drug Take Back Day and the importance of properly disposing them, because as my wonderful guests were talking about earlier, flushing them down the toilet causes a lot of problems.
Yeah, actually, didn't you post something recently about something happening to the fish?
I think I did. I don't know if I'm able to really
quote
it verbatim.
Moment.
But yeah, I mean, medications, they're tricky. And they get into our water and can harm our wildlife.
Yeah.
So we don't want to flush meds, for
nah.
sure.
But we also don't want to just throw them in the toilet, because we don't want them to get in the wrong, I mean, in the trash, sorry, because we don't want them to get mm-hmm. in the wrong hands. And by the wrong hands, I mean anyone who wasn't prescribed that medication.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And
or like
we,
a dog, you know, or a child.
I was just about to say, we don't want feral raccoons taking
yeah.
these stimulants,
they're
right?
They're going to go crazy.
Like, imagine if you're prescribed like Ritalin or the other ADHD.
Adderall.
Adderall. And then a raccoon gets into that. That,
mm-hmm.
that. Sounds like a very...
It sounds like a really messy
sounds
situation
like something out
for
of a cartoon.
Town of Catskill. Yeah.
Gosh, raccoons have a lot of rage, so I feel like this is just going to
exactly,
increase their
right?
and hands.
Mm-hmm.
So they can really get through some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But also THC. Like, it's really important because,
yeah.
you know, animals... Actually, I heard a stat recently about how animals were also overdosing... Not overdosing, but, you know...
Being
poisoned
yeah.
by THC. And they don't want to be high.
No.
Dogs don't want to get high. So locking medications, locking edibles, locking marijuana, making sure these things are stored safely is,
yeah.
is just, you know, it's what we got to do to keep our the people and the pets that we love safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for all these new listeners and people who just let it slip their mind a little bit, where and when will this be again?
This is tomorrow at the Caro Hannaford is where we'll be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And there will also be a location in Chatham at the Chatham Police Department, 77 Main Street. Also from 10 to 2, if you want to get any of this free supplies or drop off your medications that are expired or unused, or you can visit the CGAC website to order these things if you can't come. That's c-gac.org. And also follow us on Instagram. We've got a lot of cool stuff going on, and we share a lot of cool information, like about the fish and the water supply. But if you want to find out more, you'll have to visit the Instagram.
Yeah, you
will. And that is CG Addiction Coalition, at CG Addiction Coalition.
Yeah. And for those who are unfamiliar with CGAC, would you like to give a brief rundown on what you guys do?
Sure, yeah. So, how far do you want me to go back?
I don't know. As far as you have a bunch of different versions of this spiel.
Yeah. Well, I'll just do the spiel that I know best. So the coalition started in 2012 at the hospital. I was not a part of it at that time, but we were engaged in a multi-state, multi-county study called the Healing Community Study. Healing stands for Helping End Addiction Long Term. I know you were part of that, Noah, right?
Yeah.
And so they did a lot of work to address the opioid crisis and then the overdose crisis. And unfortunately, during that time, we also had COVID. So that was 2018 to 2023. And COVID really impacted overdoses in our region because of the isolation, because of a lack of, access to services, lack of, Narcan and other harm reduction supplies that were unavailable or not, distributed at that time.
Yeah.
Overdose rates continued to rise. And here in Greene County in 2021, they had the highest number of fatal overdoses in New York State, outside of New York City. So this county has been really rocked by this crisis. And because of that study and our involvement in that study, we incorporated as a nonprofit in 2023. And then we got two grants for prevention work, to expand prevention, to support prevention, to work with all different community members and sectors and young people to really kind of bring awareness to what's happened in this county and how we can all come together better to, to support prevention efforts and harm reduction.
Absolutely. Well said.
Yeah, amazing description.
Thank you.
So, yeah. It is at that 6:30 mark. If you guys want to head out, if you want to stay and talk, that's totally chill too. We're having a good time.
Appreciate the invite, but yeah. I do have to make sure I go pick up my prescription before the pharmacy closes at 7 o'clock.
Do.
So,
I mean, I'm happy to bounce. Or if you had any other questions, or if you want to, chit chat, Noah, you tell us. It's your show, yeah. Man.
Well, I have to go, but I need to get that Narcan from the car.
Oh, okay. Yes, I will head out
too.
Okay,
great.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you
so
much.
Of course, my pleasure.
And thank you all for listening, and we hope to see you soon. Don't be shy.
So now that we have all that wonderful details on that event, and if you have any extra prescription medicine, make sure to drop on by. But we're going to be going into a quick song break because that was a lot of info. You need some. I know I hate that drum set there. No, don't be sorry. It is a pain. But yeah, hi everybody. Now it's just me, DJ Cola. Hope you've been having a nice day. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And we're just talking about an event that's going on tomorrow, Drug Take Back Day. Super important because I'm talking into two microphones at once here. What am I doing? Because if you have any excess medication, flushing it is what a lot of people do, and that contaminates the water supply, so that's not good. But now that we're done talking about that, we're just going to go into a little bit of a song break, and we will be right back. So I don't know what to do about tomorrow. Jen picking up the computer. Right now. All right. Yeah, of course. Oops. Hi, everyone. Still on air. Microphones. Rookie miss. Aha. As you know, we're long day. Tech use. I hate when that happens. Very, very. Because without you listeners, would not be possible. Huge appreciation to anybody. Or anybody who's been listening. This is Clubhouse Radio live on 90 FM WG Acre Catskill and Hudson. Spot Lee, what is drug take? Guys, that one more time. If you need on that, go follow Grant. You might be wondering, what is drug? Well, there's a lot of problems, and don't know that it's a problem, but the water supply causes issues. Blame on any. It's just something that's totally seems like just what you would do to get rid of it, because you don't want to throw it in the trash, because then somebody might find it, or an animal might find it, you know what I mean? God forbid a raccoon accidentally takes somebody's ADHD medicine, takes their Adderall, and now you've got a raccoon on Adderall, you feel me? Extreme example, but yeah. But flushing down the toilet also isn't the best ideal thing for it. Contaminates the water supply. So there is Drug Take Back Day. And that's happening tomorrow. I'm going to get some more information on that pulled up. But while I do that, I'm going to be playing Noah Kahn, Northern Attitude. And I'm not just playing him because we have the same name, although that's one of the reasons. An amazing artist. He is talking like Yoda now. That's how you know. It's been a long day when you start talking like Yoda. But yeah, I'm gonna be going. Welcome all. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Not gonna lie, I need to slow down with my words a little bit. I'm doing fine right now, but you ever just get so hyped that you kind of start talking a little bit too fast and nobody can understand you? No? Just me? Just the personal? Okay. I see how it is. Nah, I'm just playing. Thank you all for tuning in to Clubhouse Radio. We had a little bit of technical difficulties earlier, so if you were on then, we apologize. But if you're on now, enjoy the show. Everything's going fine now. We were just talking about Drug Take Back Day. We had some guests on from CGAC, Columbia Green Addiction Coalition. See, I'm so used to C standing for community, because who doesn't love a nice, strong community? But yeah. Columbia Green Addiction Coalition. They're doing Drug Take Back Day. And if you don't know what that is, it sounds a little bit almost intimidating if you don't. You feel? But it's pretty much the safest way to dispose expired prescription. A lot of people know that throwing out latest ideas, somebody could get into trash. And if you're not, it's not a good idea to take it. But, and this is the example I like to use that's a little bit extreme, but there's some really bad situations that can come out of it. For example, if you have ADHD and you take Adderall and you're prescribed it, you know, that's fine. You know what I mean? That's chill. But if you have excess and you throw it out, you don't want anybody getting into that. People, and this is the example I use that's extreme. You don't want a raccoon digging in the trash and getting on Adderall. Raccoons themselves are already chaotic creatures. If I ever met a raccoon on Adderall, I'm pretty sure it would try to eat my face. So yeah. And another thing a lot of people don't know, this one, is that flushing them down the toilet can actually contaminate the water supply. So it's super important not to do that. But yeah, it's going to be from 10 to 2 a.m. in Columbia, Greene County. And I'm looking up the locations right now. National Drug Take Back Day. It's tomorrow. So you can stop on by at the Sheriff's County. And oh my God. You know it's a long day when you're forgetting the names of the towns that you've been in your whole life. Coxsackie at the Sheriff's Place. But yeah. So that's that. And now that I informed you all of that, how is everybody doing? I've been talking a lot about me and a lot about organizations, but how are you doing? Because you matter, and I feel like a lot of people don't hear that enough. You, Ted, right now, sitting in your car on your way back from the ice cream shop with your wife and two twins. Yeah, I'm talking about you. You just got called out for real. Nah, I don't know that guy. Imagine if there was an actual guy named Ted who's doing that. Bro is spooked right now if you heard this. But yeah, that's pretty much all. It's a nice, chill, low-key day. So we're going to go into some more music. What are we feeling, you know? If you have any song suggestions, you can hit me up at 518-291-6066. And feel free to recommend a song. The only condition is it has to be clean, no cursing. But even if it does, I can finagle my way out of that situation. And I can look up a clean version because I'm cool like that. And that's why I'm your favorite DJ. Okay, second favorite DJ. Because DJ Khaled is number one. yeah, you guys can probably tell I'm just spitballing here. But we're going to go into some music now. Who are we feeling? You know, it's been a lot of pop, a lot of alt. So we're going to go into a little bit of hip-hop. We're going to play some Kendrick Lamar. We're going to go into Squabble Up. Kendrick, the GOAT, bless us with your amazing voice. No free advertisement. When I get home, I'm going to stuff my face with some pizza, probably. It's one of those days. But enough about me. Kendrick, the GOAT, take over. I lied, everybody. Sorry about that. We're going into Arc Monkeys just for a second while I pull up the clean version. Long day. I am so sorry. Not gonna lie. Have you ever just, like, used Windows for so long that using a Mac keyboard now, it just feels completely different? No? Just me? Yet again? Alright. I see how it is. We're just going to let this play now, and then we're going to go into Kendrick Squabble Up. Hello, everybody. I just got word that computer audio is not streaming, so it's going to be me for the rest of the show, to your guys' disappointment. Oh, deep breath, everybody. Let's talk about the benefits of being mindful, because that's something I could benefit from right now. In, out. So, there's something called the vagus nerve that is responsible for controlling pretty much your stress hormones, your cortisol. And when you take a deep breath, this is in your throat, by the way. When you take a deep breath, and out, that vagus nerve actually calms down and sends a signal to your brain to be calm. It gets rid of all that cortisol. And yeah, so that's why being mindful is super important. But it's not just the vagus nerve. It's not just all the cool science stuff. Being mindful has a bunch of different benefits. If you're ever in a situation where you're like, man, this is the end of the world because something's going on, taking a step back and looking at it in perspective can really, really help. Some mindfulness tips from mindful.org/meditation are to set aside time in a quiet space, observe the present moment without trying to change it. That's a big one. A lot of the times, you don't have control over the situation that you're in. You only have control over your inner world and maybe a few things with the situation. For example, if your phone's dead and you can't get a charger, there's some things you can do, like ask a friend if they have one, or maybe go home and get one. But if those aren't options, then you can't control the situation. If they are, then great. And being mindful, you can think about the situation, get the charger from your friend like that, and you can fix the situation. But when you can't, there's nothing to do besides fix how you react to the situation. Because reacting to the stress and taking a second to calm down can be a lot more beneficial than spiraling out. You feel me? And some more tips from mindful.org. Sit comfortably with a relaxed posture. Not even just being mindful, even for being mindful, a relaxed posture is important. But not gonna lie, posture is a big one, at least for the people I know and for me. Earlier today in Clubhouse, we were having a meeting, and one of the kids that come here was talking about how posture is such a big thing and how he kind of sits a little bit hunchbacked, and I definitely do. I got called out because I was sitting hunched back during that situation then. You guys actually might know him if you're a regular listener, DJ Big Mac. Almost called him DJ Hot Pocket again. That's history now. Focus on your breath or other sensory anchors. So that's another big one. Like I was saying, your breath connects to your vagus nerve, which is a stress response. But also, there's this five things strategy. I don't remember the exact name, but you name five things you can see, four things you can hear, three things you can smell, two things you can touch or feel, and one thing you can taste. And that really just takes a second and puts you in the moment and lets you chill and realize what's around you. Because a lot of the time we're caught up in the past and the future. We're either thinking about something we did that might have been a little bit cringy, or how we could have been more prepared for a situation, or we're thinking about the future. How am I going to get through this? Am I going to be able to get on time to this event, etc., etc.? There's this really good saying from a kid's movie, actually. But that's why I love kids' movies. You never know when you're going to get hit with the biggest wisdom. You never know who has the biggest wisdom. It could be a random person that you pass every day on the street that you don't know is very insightful and wise. And then they one day you're struggling and they just hit you with it. But the quote is, "The past is history. The future is a mystery. But the present is wonderful, and it's right now." That's why it's called the present, because it's a gift. Shout out to Kung Fu Panda, that's where it's from. Shout out to Jack Black, too. Man is doing great right now. He was a great voice for Kung Fu Panda. He was a great voice for the Minecraft movie as well. And I, oh man, if you haven't heard about the Minecraft movie, there is a lot going on with that right now. So, I haven't seen it yet, but I have heard of the situations that it causes. So pretty much, there's this scene in the movie where Jack Black and company, Jason Momoa as well, encounter a chicken jockey from Minecraft. Normal scene, whatever, just like them trying to put some funny stuff in the movie. But in the theaters, when the scene happens, everybody seems to go ballistic for no reason. They've been giving the staff at the movie theaters a time where this quote happens and having them be in the theater and telling them to look intimidating so people don't throw their popcorn all over the place. What have we come to, guys? Like, think about the janitors. Think about the custodians. I would not want to be cleaning up popcorn just because it's a trend. Some trends are cool, but don't make other people's life hard. You feel me? And if you do, like, why? I don't know. But yeah, it's been a long day. And for those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acred, Catskill, and Hudson. We're going to be ending soon. Sorry for being the CEO of yapping. There's even more technical difficulties, apparently, so that's pretty cool.